You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hi, and welcome back to another week of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. We look into the markets, dig out the best news, and bring it to your ears and through your new favorite podcast. First half, we'll dive into the news. Second half, we'll look at a deeper trend. And my name is Scott Ponywaz. I am the publisher of callputstrike.com, as well as your host for the Call Put Strike Daily News and Financial Insights podcast. So let's dive in. Here's the news for Monday, June 8th, 2020. So for today's news, the major indexes climbed Monday, carrying on last week's rally. The Dow Jones increased by 1.7%, the NASDAQ by 1.13%, and the S&P 500 by 1.2%. CNBC's Jim Cramer, also the host of Mad Money, spoke Monday about the positive turn of the economy. He believes that the stock market is climbing too quickly as compared to the slower recovery of the economy. He said, quote, "Where are the sellers? It's almost as if people decided COVID is over. It's a V-shaped rally, and you better get on board. The Friday rally, as sweet as it was off the employment number, has not brought out any sellers. I often think that there has to be sellers at a certain level," end quote. The airline travel and leisure industries continued to soar on Monday, continuing last week's streak. American Airlines rose by 6% today, which is adding to its 77% increase last week. The Federal Reserve is set to release an updated policy statement on Wednesday. They will also be showcasing its economic projections, the first since December. Interest rates are not expected to be cut, as they are already in the 0 to 0.25% range. It is likely that interest rates will remain near zero for the next 2 years in order to stimulate the economy back to normal levels. The National Bureau of Economic Research, or NBER, released information today showing that domestic economic activity peaked in February. This means that the expansion that started in June 2009 at the end of the last recession lasted until February 2020. This is the longest expansion period on record. The NBER spoke about the situation, quote, "The committee recognizes that the pandemic and the public health response have resulted in a downturn with different characteristics and dynamics than prior recessions. Nonetheless, it concluded that the unprecedented magnitude of the decline in employment and production and its broad reach across the entire economy warrants the designation of this episode as a recession, even if it turns out to be briefer than earlier contractions." New York City began phase one of its reopening plan today. The city was one of the hardest hit regions in the country, mainly owing to its huge population of residents. New York State reported an increase of 0.2% of new coronavirus cases on Sunday, which is the lowest it has been in over 2 months. All 50 U.S. states are currently undergoing reopening plans. Some are farther along than others. Certain states are still reporting an increase in new cases, however, including Arizona, Arkansas, California, Florida, North Carolina, Utah, and several others. These states had already begun lifting restrictions earlier in the process. Currently, there have been almost 2 million cases of COVID-19 in the United States and over 112,000 deaths. Meanwhile, New Zealand announced it defeated the virus for the time being. Quote, "There is no widespread undetected community transmission in New Zealand. We have won the battle," end quote, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said on Monday. Begin quote, "But we must remain vigilant if we are to keep it that way," end quote. Shares of Gilead Sciences Inc. rose by 0.9% on Monday. This was after a report from Bloomberg over the weekend stated that AstraZeneca PLC was interested in the two companies merging. Boeing, the airplane manufacturer, rose by 12.1% on Monday after Seaport analysts declared that the worst was over for the company. These analysts set a price target of $277 for Boeing, saying, quote, there are risks ahead. However, absent another COVID-19 wave, we think the worst is now being priced in, end quote. And that Boeing, begin quote, is an attractive investment. And that wraps today's news. After a brief break, we are going to return with a look at the new world of financial advising. In today's world, post-pandemic, mid-pandemic, whichever you want to declare it as we start to seemingly get out the other side here in the United States, and specifically here in New York, where Call Put Strike is based out of. Welcome back. And for the second part of today's episode, we are going to take a look at beyond pandemics and protests, the biggest challenges for financial advisors. So the role of a financial advisor means many different things. Advisors take on the responsibility of guiding their clients through building an asset portfolio, helping them improve their personal financial situation, and being available as a lifeline in the event that things are crashing down in their lives. Advisors are often seen as a fix-all for every problem that clients can think of, especially in times of uncertainty like Americans are experiencing during the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as the ongoing Black Lives Matter protests, which are impacting many business owners and many individuals across the board. This is why great financial advisors can come at a cost. Here are some of the biggest challenges facing the modern-day financial advisor. The first one being keeping up to date. With all of the information happening, it's definitely a challenge. So advisors are managing the asset portfolios for many of their clients. So as such, they need to stay on top of the business news and react quickly when a change occurs. An example of this would be a scandal at a well-known company, which is an indication that their stock is about to quickly plummet. When something catches their eye, advisors need to relay the news to their client in as clear a way as possible. Then the advisor will need to recommend a course of action to better protect their client's money. The client is relying heavily on them, making it a very high-stress job, especially in times of uncertainty like the ones that we're living in now. Another area is changing mindsets. So millennials are now young adults, and many are becoming interested in making and saving money. However, this generation grew up differently from the one before them. Many millennials were raised by being handed out allowances and did not learn the actual value of money. When they wanted to buy something, they would simply take out a loan and spend years paying it back with interest. So changing the mindset of a person who has an established routine in place can be very difficult, especially when they're learning what the value of money is simultaneously, or are finally experiencing wealth of their own. Young people want to know the, quote, get rich quick schemes and refuse to believe that success comes after hard work in many cases. So the next area sort of ties in, separating emotions from logic. Financial advisors likely got a job in their field because they think in terms of analytics and reason. They leave their emotion at home and are simply focused on the best use of their clients' money. Some of their clients can be difficult to handle because they make their decisions solely based on emotions. For instance, if a client suddenly lost their job, they might be extremely upset. They could ask their advisor to sell all their investments and withdraw everything. An advisor needs to be able to calmly assess the situation and talk the client down. They would look over all the scenarios before recommending the best course of action for their client from the outside looking in. The last area is lower fees, especially as the competition is rising. So financial advisors work long hours in order to achieve success for their clients. They spend a lot of time getting to know the client and then setting up their investment portfolio for them. They often do not see any revenue until the commission fees are deducted. These fees are usually based on the current interest rate, which has been very low recently. So firms have been lowering their advisors' rates in order to entice customers to do business with them. However, it has resulted in very overworked and possibly underpaid advisors, especially in times like these where their phones are likely ringing off the hook. And that wraps up today's episode of Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights for June 8th, 2020. We hope you have a great evening. Enjoy some sunshine or some summer weather. We're almost there, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast, and by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.